Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sunday is Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? It's Thanksgiving week. So, you know, show on Thursday. I'll be eating. But we got a lot to talk about today and tomorrow and throughout the week, including Full Gear. What did everybody think of Full Gear? A lot of people talking about Full Gear. Some liked it, some didn't like it. Some liked things about it, some didn't like things about it. Where do you fall? Well, you can text us 425-780-7566. We'll talk about the pay-per-view as well as where we're going with the Continental Classic. They did the selection gimmick yesterday on some social media somewhere. Doesn't matter, I'll tell you what's in it. But we'll talk about that. Plus, the Dynamite show coming up on Wednesday. SmackDown is being taped. Raw is tonight. War Games is Saturday in Vancouver. I'll be driving up there to watch the show. And so we can talk about all of those things, plus the news. Besides the Continental Classic, Jade Cargill out of action. She's injured. And we'll tell you what's likely to be happening and where this might be going leading all the way to WrestleMania. We've got the New Day 10-year anniversary celebration next week on Raw. Yes, they will be celebrating. And they've got a lot of different things going on related to that. We'll tell you about that. Bryan Danielson talks his future. We've also got a bunch of news from this weekend, including a bunch of WWE wrestlers working indie shows, and there will be many more to come. We've got more WWE ID talent, updates on all sorts of different things, and notes from SmackDown on Friday with the return of Paul Heyman. It's a lot to get into here today. Mike Sempervivi joins us. And we have a big guest coming up at the end of the show, Lee Moriarty. That's right. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. What is Tom texting me? I can't get rid of this guy.
How'd that filthy...
Oh my God, his dog again?
What's the matter with his dog?
Actually, he makes a great point right here.
What's that?
So there was a MMA show, and I don't even remember who, what, when, where, why, or how, but the important thing is this guy won, like knocked this dude out, and then like his little dog got in the ring, and so the guy, you know, reaches down to pet his dog or whatever, and his dog goes, boom, gives this guy a high five. I'm talking like a high five from way up high.
It's a working dog.
This dog like got on hind legs, arm goes up, and boom, gives this guy a high five. And it's a freaking incredible video. And
I could probably find that at Filthy Tom Lawler.
Yep, yep. But here's the point, okay? So in 2024, okay? In 2024, these are the three number one clips out of pro wrestling companies on Twitter, okay? All so right. On Twitter, the number one pro wrestling clip of 2024 was Joe Hendry arrives in NXT. 18.7 million views on Twitter. Okay.
All right.
The Undertaker at WrestleMania XL. Whatever that means. XL? What is that? Is that 15?
Roman numerals. No, it's 50.
There's a mid WrestleMania 50.
It's or 40.
Whatever it is, 40.
40.
Sorry.
Okay, XL. 40. X, oh yeah, because the X takes away from the L. Whatever.
There you go.
Do I look Roman? Anyway, 11.3 million. Okay, that's number two.
All right.
Okay, number three, which at this point is going to quickly become number two because it's so close. Number three is the Costco guys on AEW Dynamite.
Naturally.
Okay, they're at 10.8 million. All right. So right now they're number three for 2024 at 10.8 million. Undertaker WrestleMania 40 is 11.3. Joe Hendry at NXT is 18.78. Okay. Well, this freaking dog giving a high five is at 30 million. Okay. Three times the Costco guys.
Well,
three times the Undertaker and basically double Joe Hendry at NXT. This dog giving a high five.
The dog is more lovable than all of those people you just mentioned.
So if you want to see the dog giving a high five, well, head up there. It's on Filthy's...
X.
Filthy's X. Yeah. This dog, you never seen a high five. I laugh every time. Ba-boom! That's some real good ass.
Did you say boom?
I did say boom. I like those Costco guys.
I'm sure.
I know nothing about them. I know nothing about them, but let me tell you something.
Why do you like them?
That Big Boom AJ can cut a freaking promo, dude.
Well,
he cut one of the best promos in all of AEW of late. And listen, you can say, you know, Brian, whatever. I'm telling you this as a viewer. And I'm also telling you this because I got feedback from a whole bunch of people that actually went to Full Gear. Big Boom AJ and QT Marshall was the second hottest match on the show in terms of crowd reactions. Number one was obviously the Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher match. That was the most over match in front of that crowd. And granted, this was not like a great crowd. Like they weren't super in everything. Somebody estimated that, and I quote, 50% of this crowd sucked, was their reaction. But the second most over match was Big Boom AJ and QT Marshall. And it's funny because Mushroom Man 674 here says, casuals like celebrity matches. They do, okay? They do. However, that was not a great crowd at Full Gear. Like, they were dead often on that show. Okay. However, if you look at what got the biggest pops all night, okay, one of them, the biggest obviously, was Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. But like that match was absolutely incredible. You could take any human being with a pulse and show them that match, even if they're not a fan, and they would probably get into that match because it was so physically incredible, okay? And that was like 2019 AEW, what AEW was all about. Like, you're going to see something that is absolutely state-of-the-art. You know, the time WWE was not state-of-the-art. And so that's what you got in 2019, 2020. Oh, my God, look at these matches. Well, that's what this was. That was number one, okay? Let's talk about the three other things that were massively over on this show. I shouldn't say massively over, but got over. The second half of the Mercedes Moné match with Chris Statlander, which got over because of freaking great wrestling. That built to a great match, okay? The people got into a great story in the match, okay? The other one was the MJF-Roderick Strong match, which got over because MJF was determined, absolutely determined, to do every trick in the book to get the crowd to hate him. And they worked a very simple heel versus babyface match. And it didn't work the whole time, but it pretty much worked. Okay. The third thing was the one near fall that Orange Cassidy got in the main event with Jon Moxley. And the reason it worked was the way they built that match, which was Moxley just, he murdered this guy for hours on end. To the point where the fans probably started thinking, Orange is like, gotta win. Moxley's, and then they did the briefcase spot behind the referee's back. Moxley sold it great. Orange covered, and it was the hottest near fall of the entire show. Simple, basic, built to a moment, and it worked. And the other thing was the Costco guys match. And my point is this. Those guys might be like celebrities and everything, and that played a part into it. But if you watch that match, that was such a simple, old school heel versus babyface. The heel beat up the guy that everybody loved. He gave him hope spots that the people got into. The babyface made a perfectly good comeback. QT sold great for the guy. QT was about to win, but then the other guys that you all love hit the ring. And we had the spear, which the people went nuts for, which QT sold great, and then Big Boom ended up getting the pin. It was old-school professional wrestling in the opener. Of course it got over, because they did a great job. So anyway,
really good Gaga. And credit goes to QT Marshall for sure. I don't know what he had to do to set it up. You know, the guy wrestled with him in New Jersey 20 years ago. I don't know how exactly the connection was made to get them into AEW and to decide on doing this, but whoever did, congratulations. All of the olds like me who just kind of shrugged over the chocolate chunk cookie, whatever, and the kid with the face doing the thing. Okay, it doesn't really do anything for me, but it obviously is something that a lot of people gravitated towards. And on the show, they pulled off what they needed to do perfectly. So I can't complain about it. I don't know why anybody else would really be complaining about it. They got a little bit of publicity out of this deal, I hope, for them. So good. That's what the whole thing was is about doing when you have celebrities. At this point in the game, with what Logan Paul and Bad Bunny have done for matches, you know, the celebrity match, forget it. It's going to be hard to try to top anything like that. But when you have a situation like this, as Brian mentioned, the simpler you make it, the easier you make it, the better it's going to come off, especially if there's a guy who's actually got some wrestling experience like this dude did.
This Titus fella figured it out. Isn't it weird how you get good reactions when you have a clear-cut good guy and a clear-cut bad guy?
How about
well,
that?
Well, hold on. That's part of it, but it's also these things were simple.
Yeah.
They kept it simple. They had a clear-cut good guy, a clear-cut bad guy, and they had the best reactions on the show. The guy on our board that's quitting the YouTube channel because he didn't like our review of the final segment of the show when everybody was doing everything. And the funny thing is, it wasn't just me. It's like, I've heard nothing but people that don't know what's going on. They thought it was convoluted and a mess. And there's a reason for that. And I'll tell you after the break.
YouTube, I can't believe it.
Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I don't want to waste a lot of time with this.
Yeah.
But this main event angle that they did. Like, it's funny because, like, all I hear, and it's not even from people that, like, are fans and on our board and everything, but, like, I heard from people in AEW that were like, why is this so convoluted? Like, what's going on? And fans said that. I said that. Like, this guy got so angry. He's like, I can tell you everything that's going on. It all made sense. And so he had, like, a bullet, this. And I actually, even though he's quitting, I appreciated it because it suddenly made me realize something. Mm-hmm. Which actually plays into something that you said during the break.
All right.
Which was, you said, is Vinny going to figure out, like, this Claudio thing?
Will he be satisfied? What the answer is.
And I was like, what is the answer? And you said, well, Claudio is, turns out he is now Moxley's emissary for Wrestle Dynasty.
He is.
He is going to Wrestle Dynasty to take out Shooter, right?
I believe that's what it is, yes.
Yes,
January 5th.
I believe that's official. Shota Umino versus Claudio Castagnoli.
Yes, and Shota could be your IWGP World Heavyweight Champion by now.
Yes, yes, yes. So it really struck me when you said that and this guy's post that one of the issues with AEW is that, yes, you can connect all of the dots. Like, the guy's going through and he goes, well, Hangman and Christian are, you know, they're aligned with each other. And that's why Hangman had to clear the ring to set up Christian's cash-in. And obviously, Jay White, you know, he screwed Christian out of the cash-in. And, like, he explains all of this. And I'm sitting there thinking, and, you know, Darby's mad at BCC and everything like that. And it really hit me that, like, yes, and Lenny does this all the time. Yes, you can connect all of the dots, okay? But connecting all of the dots doesn't mean that something makes sense or that something is the right thing to do.
Or it needed to happen, exactly.
Because, yes, you can connect all the dots in that final segment. But what actually happened? Well, in order for Hangman to help out Christian, he actually saved Orange Cassidy and he beat up Wheeler Yuta. So, like, he got cheered. So then he does a face-to-face with Moxley, who's the champion, and Christian runs in to hit the thing or whatever. And now everybody's like, they're into these two guys. They're into Christian. They're cheering Christian and they're cheering Hangman because they think there's going to be a cash-in on this heel for the world title. I don't think they're supposed to be cheered. So then Jay White, who's a babyface, he runs down to stop the cash-in. The guy gets booed, even though he's a babyface, because he's preventing a cash-in. So then we go outside, and, like, Darby T-bones the car and everything, and he starts screaming at the BCC, he's all angry and everything like that. And, yeah, you can connect the dots, but if you think any deeper than the dots, it's like, Darby got squashed, basically, by Claudio on Wednesday. The BCC did not interfere. It was a one-on-one match. Claudio beat him in a wrestling match clean in the middle. Took his head off with a lariat. And so Darby, a babyface, lost a match clean, and his reaction is to attempt murder, vehicular homicide, by T-Bone. Like, what? And then, like, there's a whole Adam Cole thing. Like, the guy's really mad. He goes, it was explained on television. Kyle is mad at Adam because Adam is dragging his friends into this feud with MJF. That's why he shoved at... And I'm like, okay, I got that you can connect those dots. That doesn't mean it makes sense. Adam Cole didn't tell Roderick Strong that he was going to go after MJF. In fact, what happened was Roddy and Adam both wanted MJF, and that's why they had a best of three series to see who could get him. So yeah, you can look at what Kyle said on Wednesday and then see how that played in a Saturday. But dude, I was watching Wednesday. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Kyle's mad at Adam for dragging Roddy. He didn't drag Roddy. Roddy decided to do this on his own. So yes, you can connect dots and see how something, but that doesn't mean that any of it makes any sense. And the main event segment was a very convoluted segment. It confused people. It got the wrong reactions. So, like, it's not an effective thing to me when that happens. And I see that a lot. So, anyway.
Unlike Roderick Strong, though, he's right. Everything did make sense. It just didn't have to be done all at one time. Know what you also forgot about in everything that took place in the post-match? One of the most over people in the company, in fact, the most over woman they have on the roster, Willow Nightingale, has now appeared, and finally somebody can be a balance to Marina Shafir. But that also happened in the fallout of everything that was taking place.
That's right,
place.
We didn't even mention that one.
It was too much. And you could have skipped all of the stuff that took place with Jay White and Hangman and Christian and save that for a television show. Okay, if you want to have Darby still out of his mind crazy and crash the car, okay, you could have done that, but you didn't need all of that other stuff that was right there in the middle. It was actually too many takeaways from the show. And again, the show itself overall I thought was really very good, and it was because of those middle matches that took place. And I liked the fact that there were a lot of singles matches. They did have the big party tag team match. That, to me, shouldn't have been on the pay-per-view, but I understand why it was when you had all the other singles matches on there. So I like the fact that they didn't have a bunch of bangers on there, but there was a little bit of superfluous stuff. Ricochet and Takeshita did not need to be done on short notice for the type of match that they have. It didn't need to be there, but the other stuff I thought was very good, especially, again, at the front of the show.
So anyway, I thought I like the matches. I like the matches probably better than anybody as I go through it. But, you know, going back to the crowd reactions, I mean, crowd reactions are important. And, you know, the character motivations, as this person here says in the chat, the character motivations at the end of the show, that angle, resulted in the crowd being confused and booing and cheering the wrong people. And as we saw up and down the rest of the show, the best crowd reactions were when the fans knew who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, what's this simple story here. And it makes people mad because WWE said... I don't want to hear it, okay? You're watching it with your own eyes. This is what the AEW audience is cheering and booing and getting into, and this other stuff is what they're not. And what they're into is, I'm supposed to cheer this guy, I like him. I don't like that guy. And this is the simple story that I'm supposed to get into. That's what you have seen the audience react to. So I don't care if you like it or not. Like, that's what you're being told the audience wants. And it was the same thing on Dynamite, too. Wasn't a great crowd. But for, like, the simple, easy-to-follow stuff, they were into it. So, I don't know. It seems like there's a lesson here.
They seem to be into the Chris Statlander Mercedes thing.
I talked about that. It was a really good match. We had a babyface and a heel. They had good spots there at the end. And, yeah, it was effective. That's the kind of stuff that's effective. I mean, there was no heat for Ricochet and Takeshita. Zero. Partially because, like, Takeshita is supposed to be a heel, but all he does is stuff that people love, babyface stuff. You know, they announce it on Twitter on Thursday at 9:30. Just, like, I mean, and it wasn't even all that good a match, to be honest, for those two.
It's like something that they teased and then went, wait, we can't go full bore with this. We got other plans. And then went, okay, we'll rush the match on. You know, again, there were 9 matches, so it wasn't like there was tons of overkill, but that match didn't need to be on there. And even though I told you what was going to happen and what is going to happen in this feud, the champagne celebration did not need to be on paper.
No, and it was pointless because there was no Tony Storm. It was a waste of a segment.
No.
Yes.
Look, if you're not going to advertise a big Tony Storm return, it's silly. And to have the champagne celebration, a TV segment on the pay-per-view, doesn't make any sense. But what also doesn't make any sense is you rushing Tony Storm back into this thing when we haven't
rushing.
I mean, Yes, we haven't had Mina Shirakawa. Yes.
She's been gone since August.
Okay, has the TV suffered without Toni Storm on?
Yes, actually, I think it has, to be honest. Like, she was one of the most over acts on the entire show, and she's been gone for months.
And you say that, and she gets on there and then swallows everybody else whole.
Here's the other thing, though.
If you don't have a thing for her, and her thing is Mariah May, you got to get through Mariah and Mina first so she can come swooping in and save the day.
Well, here's the other problem. I got a lot to say. You didn't need to go to Mariah and Mina, because one of the problems is they've literally been on TV together maybe four times, and they've already broken up. I don't even know why we had to rush this breakup, why it had to be done now, okay? And the other thing, and I know because I heard this from people in the building, you say that why bring Toni back and not advertise it? Bro, do you watch AEW? They do this all the time. CM Punk was not advertised. Everybody knew he was going to be there.
It was Chicago.
Like, they literally do this all the time where they don't tell you someone's going to be there, but you, like, know they're going to be there. And that's actually what happened with Toni, because
you assumed.
People in the building are like, where was Toni? Mm. It wasn't just me.
You know what happens when you assume?
Where was she? Mm-hmm. So anyway, they got the Continental Classic, which we've got to talk about before the break. The Blue League looks incredible. We got Okada, Kyle Fletcher, Daniel Garcia, Beast Mortos, Mark Briscoe, and Shelton Benjamin. Those guys will all face each other. And the Gold League has Ospreay, Juice Robinson, Brody King, Ricochet, Claudio, and Darby. They'll all wrestle each other, and that leads to the finals. And man, they put Okada and Kyle in the same block. Anyway, back in a moment with Lee Moriarty, Observer Live.
Holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a head start on Black Friday all month long with exclusive deals. Right now, get 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees just in time for the holidays. And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. so don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by a champion. Lee Moriarty is here on the program today. Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brian?
Ring of Honor pure champion, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You're the man who sent Wheeler Yuta into this death spiral by beating him, didn't you?
That's right. It's your fault.
I mean, I won't take credit, but it's possible.
Lee Moriarty here also. Shane Taylor Promotions. Shane Taylor, a good friend of this show. And, yeah, excellent. We got a lot to talk about here today, not just wrestling, but we can get into Shane Taylor Promotions later. Lee Moriarty, everybody, an excellent professional wrestler, but he has another talent that some of you may be unaware of. Isn't that right, Lee?
That's right. I am an artist, drawing, painting, photography, all the above, and I will have my first ever live art exhibit December 3rd through 7th in Miami with NADA, the new Art Dealers Alliance at the Ice Palace Studios.
I was actually going to build that up to a joke about how you were a voiceover talent because of your excellent speaking voice. But yes, yeah, Lee Moriarty, I got a lot of your artwork here right in front of me. And for those of you that are unaware, Lee does paintings of professional wrestlers and all in masks. Is that correct?
That's correct. All the luchadors, all masked wrestlers.
Yeah, you've got Portrait of the Demon, which would be Blue Demon, obviously, Blue Demon. And Portrait of the Liger, I'm looking at here, which is Jushin Liger. And and these are quite incredible. So I guess we're going to start talking a little bit about that. You began your art career, I guess, couldn't we just safely say blatantly plagiarizing? Is that how we would term it?
Yeah, so like, I actually was an artist before I was a professional wrestler for as long as I could remember. I would copy art from trading cards like Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball Z, VH covers, and things like that. Just learn to copy and then learn the technique so that I can go on and create my own visions.
Do you, you know the Dog Man comic book?
Dog Man. It sounds familiar.
Yeah,
but
well,
you probably wouldn't.
My kids read it, but like the point is, I think it's Dog Man. They read a whole bunch of different comic books, but
yeah.
One of the authors, you know, he talks about how I learned to draw by just blatantly copying like the Peanuts comic strip. Like I would just copy it, you know, and eventually he kind of, I guess it's like you copy for a while, you learn how to draw by copying, and then kind of your own sort of whatever gets put into it, your own unique whatever. And then next thing you know, it's like, you know, this guy's making millions doing these comic books based on just,
yeah,
it started by copying stuff. What did you trace?
So I was never tracing, but it was just looking at one thing and then copying it to paper.
Sure.
But my dad would get me VHS covers of Dragon Ball Z. I would copy that. I would copy Pokemon cards. I would copy Yu-Gi-Oh. I would copy comic books from DC and things like that. And I think over time, I developed my own style, like you were saying. And that's like a common thing with a lot of artists. Sometimes artists' best strengths come out in their presentation of their art. And I think a big strength of mine is scenery and backdrops. So that's why you see a lot of nature and things like that in my art.
So obviously this NADA here in association with Orange Crush, I mean, it's going to be like a lot of your wrestling related paintings and such. But what else do you draw?
So I've done a lot of things. Like when I first got into wrestling, I was doing graphic design, designing T-shirts for other wrestlers and stuff. That's kind of how it helped pay while I was still trying to make money in professional wrestling at the beginning stages. But I've done my graphics, my logos for my T-shirts in AEW. I've done graphics for other people. I've done editing for my own zine that I published a couple of years ago. I've done all kinds of things. But I pretty much just draw what inspires me or interests me.
So obviously you're I would say a full-time wrestler now. Is that safe to say? Is that pretty much?
Yes.
Okay. So you're doing that, and you know, with the AEW schedule, I mean, you have a lot of time not on the road. And so is the rest of that time largely filled with your art?
Yeah, I like to spend a lot of my time at home painting, drawing, and things like that, because I feel like it is a creative way to balance out my creativity when I'm not on the road. So I'll put on music, I'll sit down, and I'll just take my time painting, and I'll see where this project takes me. A lot of times I have a blank vision, which is very loose, and then the art will tell me what it wants to become towards the end, and I'll make the adjustments.
Lee, I know a lot of people, you know, they start with doodling and markers and work their way into charcoals and things like that. And then sometimes you get to painting and it's like, you know, for some people, it's a natural. For other people, they go through a lot of acrylic trying to figure out how to do things. Were you a natural to get into painting, or was it something that you had to work at? Obviously, you have to work at it all the time anyway, but were you a natural for painting?
Yes and no. So when I was younger, I would paint for high school projects and things like that, and I did not like acrylic at all. I did not like painting at all, because a lot of times with painting, you can't necessarily control it as much as you can with a pencil. You can't erase the same way that you can do with a pencil or pushing a backspace on the computer. So painting was not something I enjoyed when I was younger. As I got older, I started painting maybe 2-3 years ago. That first painting was the Jushin Liger thing, and that was, I guess, my maturity coming out in my art, because I learned to give up control, not try to be so tight with the paintbrush, not try to be so commanding with where I want this to go. And that's where I am now, is my maturity of being an artist has come out through my art. And I wouldn't say I'm a natural, but I made a big jump from not liking painting to loving it.
You're telling me that this painting of Jushin Liger in a suit here was your first ever painting?
Not my first painting. Like I said, in high school I did paintings.
Sure.
And then like from there I did. But in terms of this series, that Liger was the first one I did, and I didn't start painting again until maybe 3-4 years ago.
Wow.
So that was the first one that kind of invited this series. And then Adam found me with Orange Crush Magazine, and he encouraged me to paint bigger. And then he helped set up this thing with NADA in Miami.
Because that's a pretty incredible painting of Liger right there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got to be honest, when it comes to the world of AI that we're in right now, I know you do art because you love to do art, but I can see painting, original paintings, becoming far more valuable. There used to always be the joke about artists and art where after you're dead, all of a sudden people will appreciate you and you'll get your flowers and a bunch of money that can't do you any good because you're dead. But like, to me, it feels like in this world of AI that we're in, original prints, something especially like a painting, to me seems like something now that may be in some ways more valuable in real time than it ever has been before. How do you feel about selling your art and the value of doing things like that, as well as the dangers that AI bring in for artists?
Yeah, I think you're definitely right that the value of art, physical art specifically, is more valuable now. And I think a reason maybe is because of AI. And AI can't replicate what you can with a painting. There's emotion and feeling you get when you look at a painting, specifically in person, but there's also a level of texture when it comes to acrylic or oil painting. So if you buy one of these paintings, you can touch it, you can feel the layers, the leveling of this artwork. And I think that's why the value is. And I think AI is a very tricky thing, because there's a lot of times it helps more so with plagiarism, where someone can take credit for something that they did not create. So it's a challenge, but it's something I think artists have been doing well with in terms of adapting. Artists are always going to find a way to take that next step forward, to make their things unique, make their things better, make their things stand out. And that's what I've done with mine. I don't feel the pressure of AI, because I know who I am and what I can create.
So were you you talk about doing painting your entire life. I mean, were you a wrestling fan your entire life as well, or how did that start?
I started watching wrestling when I was like 12 years old, and that was more consistently. My grandfather, he would have wrestling on. My dad would have wrestling on when I was younger, but I never really paid attention to it until I got like right into my teenage years. From there, I decided that's what I wanted to do, and I think a big reason of that is because the aesthetic presentation of professional wrestling. no other physical form of combat or competing in the world allows you to express yourself the way professional wrestling does. When I come out to the ring, I design that mask. The jacket I wear, I painted that. Those things allow me to express myself more than if I were to jump in MMA, which has a little more regulations when it comes to sponsorships and things like that, or boxing.
So you started, I guess, 2015. What wrestling did you watch when you were 12? Just so the rest of us can all feel really old. What did you grow up watching?
So the thing that made me stop when I was channel surfing and start watching wrestling was the Boogeyman. You can say the Boogeyman is the reason that I became a wrestler in a loose sense. But then because I grew up with the internet, I pretty quickly found Japanese wrestling. I pretty quickly found Impact. I found independent wrestling, PWG and such. So it wasn't like a slow start for me. I could jump right in.
Thank God you didn't say like Jenna Maresca and Charmel or whatever it was.
He may have. One of my favorite things about interviews is always asking the wrestlers, like, or anybody, like, what was your first memory of wrestling? And you never hear like, oh man, you know, I watched that SummerSlam match with Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect, and it was like
Blair
a 5-star match. Yeah, it's always like, you know, I was a real big fan of George the Animal Steel, or, and here we go, the Boogeyman got you into wrestling.
Yeah, you can say that for sure.
That is certainly an aesthetic.
Yeah. So obviously you did indies for a while, and then AEW began. And am I wrong, or did you have a match for AEW that was like great, and Tony immediately gave you a contract?
It was a process, the three matches. So my first match was in Pittsburgh. I wrestled Dante Martin, and before that, actually, I had wrestled Orange Cassidy and Chris Statler in a tag team match with Trish Adora, and that kind of got me in to be able to do that match in Pittsburgh. I wrestled Dante. I think a little bit later, I wrestled Joey Janela, and then finally I wrestled on a very short notice Daniel Garcia in Ohio, and after that match, Tony asked, do you want a contract? Would you like to sign here? And I said yes. He brought me back out stage, and we made it official.
That's awesome. So that was 3 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago. So what are your thoughts about AEW Ring of Honor, and what do you got coming up?
We have Final Battle coming up in December. That will be in Hammerstein, as well as the Collision the day after, and then Dynamite with 3 days of professional wrestling out in New York. AEW just had a pay-per-view out in New Jersey for Full Gear. They have a pay-per-view at the end of the year, December, in Orlando, which will be World's End. So there's a lot of great things coming up with AEW. I'm very grateful to be here, to be able to learn from such a high level of talent, to grow as myself as a creative individual and a professional wrestler.
And obviously the NADA Miami exhibit, it'll be booth D204, and it'll be December 3rd through 7th. So you're going to be there 5 straight days.
Yeah, I will be there. December 2nd will be installation, and all the way up to the 6th, and then I will fly out to Columbus, Ohio for December 7th Collision and Ring of Honor event.
Wow. Which one makes more out of you, the wrestling or 5 days at the booth?
Well, this is my first ever exhibit, so I don't know how that's going to feel, but wrestling definitely can take a toll, and I think it'll still have the lead.
Well, Lee, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. Best of luck. We'll do a plug when we get back. And back in a moment, everybody, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So
call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, I want to thank Lee Moriarty for doing the show here today. Orange Crush is supporting this Lee Moriarty booth. They're going to be at the NADA Miami 2024, December 3rd through 7th. Solo presentation by Lee Moriarty. Booth D204 is noted. Orange Crush, we've had Adam on the show many times, making its introduction. NADA Miami with a solo booth of Moriarty's charming portraits. And if you head to my Twitter, X, at Brian Alvarez, I retweeted some of his art that you can check out. And more info, how you can grab the limited edition t-shirt and more. So check it out, everybody. And that's it for today. We had Filthy Tom on about an hour ago. Finally managed to wrap up. SmackDown, as well as the latest Speed Tournament. If you want a recap of all of that.
You were able to find it all.
Yeah. I think the at WWE Speed account might be subscribers because they put the finals up now. So after we complained about it last week, whoever they are, thank you. So I watched all of those. And then later tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio returns with Dave Meltzer. We had a bunch of shows this past weekend. If you want more details on Full Gear, you can check those out, WrestlingObserver.com. Also, you can put F4WOnline.com before Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. And you can subscribe to the shows there. F4WOnline.com/YouTube, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify. Somebody out there, please sign up to replace the guy who quit. I got kids. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.